but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is speaking out against a bill that would impact the city's ability to pass an occupational tax. Mayor Reed and nine other mayors signed an open letter in protest of the bill. This comes as the city council voted 5-3 to pass a 1% occupational tax Tuesday night. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a medical marijuana bill by an 8-1 vote yesterday. This bill would allow people to be prescribed medical marijuana for 15 conditions, including cancer, anxiety, and chronic pain. The proposal now moves to the Alabama Senate floor for debate. And Crime Stoppers needs your help finding a man wanted for assaulting a police officer. The Lowndes County Sheriff's Office is now looking for 25-year-old Stanley Perdue Jr. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. City police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Let's see here. A couple of notes here. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies. They're cheaper than they're from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Then don't forget about Fresh Market. They have the Chuck and Cluck, the Chuck, Sirloin Chuck hamburger meat for, I think it's $3.99 a pound. It is really good. But I'll tell you, the shrimp at $11.99 for a pound is great. I had some of those last night. Did about a half a pound with my little debate watching festivity food that I had. Roger Stone is getting 40 months, 3 years and 4 months. Trump is speaking about Roger Stone now. He's in Las Vegas. Smart guy. And let's listen to Justin Politano talking about the Roger Stone situation.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone is set to be sentenced later today in D.C. after the federal judge overseeing his case refused demands to delay the trial. The show must go on, she says.
Stone supporters calling out anti-Trump social media posts from a jury foreperson as potential bias in this case as his attorneys push for a new trial.
Here to react, Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Politano. Judge, what's going to happen today?
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't.
What should happen?
What should happen is the judge should interrogate this foreperson about her biases against the president and against Donald Trump. The judge should interrogate the departed prosecutors about what they knew about this foreperson and when they knew it and why they quit, and then determine whether or not the integrity of Stone's trial was adversely affected by this juror. It seems inconceivable that it was not. The Supreme Court has said you're entitled to 12 jurors who are indifferent as to the outcome.
Right.
This woman appears to have known the outcome in her own mind before the trial started. Why do I say that? Because the things she said about the president and about Roger Stone in her tweets. For the judge to overlook that and sentence him anyway and push that off is almost unforgivable.
Okay, so they did sentence him 40 months, and he's asking for a retrial. She has not granted the, she turned down the retrial originally. They've asked for another one because of this foreman. This is something an attorney told me who is in a prosecutor's office. If during, and they should have notes from when they did the juror interviews. What they do is they ask you questions. The defense has questions. The prosecutor has questions. You answer them, and they're writing down those so they can kind of decide whether they want to strike that person. If she answered those incorrectly, then she is in deep doo-doo because she is an attorney herself.
Oh.
And so she has a special standing within the court.
Right.
So if she said something that was not true, and she knew it was not true, and one of the questions that this person told me would happen is, do you have any animus towards anybody that's involved in the Trump campaign, Trump family, Trump administration? And she said no. And then you go in and you find posts on her Facebook where she obviously did, called him a racist, called his administration bad, said it's equal to slavery, things like that. That would be animus.
Absolutely, and I guess she could lose her.
She could lose her law license. She actually could go to jail for this with this guy, too.
Yeah, lying to the court, yeah.
Because that's what exactly what you're doing.
It's perjury.
You're saying, they swear you in, you're asked questions, you've got to give them honest answers, and being an attorney and then becoming the foreman.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing. You'd think an attorney would know better, but sometimes people who have expertise in whatever field think, because I know the field, I can game the system.
Yeah, well, we see that in the financial world a lot. Okay, stay with Justin Politano, Roger Stone sentencing pardon, and the case against...
Because she should listen to the evidence first and then decide whether or not to sentence him.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know what the president is going to do. But this is absolutely...
Wait, are you suggesting he might pardon him?
I'm suggesting he might pardon Roger Stone today. Because the minute he signs that pardon, this judge is divested of jurisdiction in the case, and Stone walks out of the courtroom. The conviction is not final until she sentences him and signs the sentencing papers.
Can he appeal?
Of course, he can appeal the. Conviction.
What do you think she'll give him if she sentences him?
I don't know what she's going to do. She has manifested an antipathy towards him. Why do I say that? She has silenced him from speaking out. It's one thing to silence the defendant during the trial. You don't want the defendant going out in front of the courtroom and speaking to the jury through the media. I didn't like to do that when I was a judge, but I understand sometimes you have to. I'm starting to get choked up like Jillian. But to gag him after he's convicted, right. He earns his living by public speaking, and she won't let him speak publicly. Do you remember this phrase? Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. That's the reason I don't trust this judge, and I don't think the president does either.
Well, I mean, that was, when it happened, we judged and apologized about a comment about that, and we played that comment. That really was all, you know, this judge is not a good lady here. So Justin Napolitano and Roger Stone, pardon and retrial possibilities, and Trump is saying that he thinks he should be exonerated.
There. Judge, two things. Wouldn't the president be smarter to see the sentence before he pardons? Because it could just be probation.
It could.
Even though because it's a recommendation. Number two is, isn't it the defense's problem? They're the ones who didn't vet her social media, so they missed it.
Yes, you're right. Both sides missed it. However, she is a lawyer. She should have revealed the fourth person is herself a lawyer. She knows how even an honest, accurate answer can sometimes be misleading if you don't explain it.
Does this make Bill Barr's job harder at justice?
Yes, it does make Bill Barr's job harder at justice. Look, the Justice Department is opposing. The Justice Department, which works for President Trump, who said the trial was unfair, is opposing Stone's motion for a new trial. And their opposition was filed under seal, meaning we can't even read it. What was in that opposition that the public and the media is not allowed to see it?
And the U.S. Attorney for D.C. said he felt strong-armed by the four prosecutors, and that's why he caved and got
and
us
they threatened
into the
to quit, and then they quit
now.
Anyway.
Right.
That's the reason I'm saying only a pardon can fairly undo this mess. This is not about politics, and it's not about friendship. It's about the Constitution and human decency.
It just seems like an open and shut case. I mean, if one of the jurors is biased, and the rules are you can't be biased,
do it again.
Then do it again.
You
period.
Know, you graduated at the top of your class in law school. Way ahead of Kilmeade.
Right, I know. Had I got in, if I could have used the judge's recommendation letter.
Is this judge biased? Has this judge shown anything that shows bias in the past?
By silencing Stone after the conviction, she's shown an antipathy towards his free speech rights.
Interesting. Justin Napolitano is getting back over more towards where he used to be.
I actually disagree with some of his reasoning on the impeachment, but I generally think Justin Napolitano just calls it like he sees it. And we disagree, obviously, sometimes, but I largely agree with the man on most things. I think Dershowitz had a fantastic argument on impeachment. I think he had the right idea going on.
Let's go back, since Tuberville is not here, and we're not sure what the status is, our Texas press person. Let's go back to Morning Joe and cut number six here, talking about Pete and Amy Dustup.
We were talking about the exchange, the very tense, sometimes even awkward exchange between Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, often awkward. It was, I had to turn
Joe
away
was like
from the TV
not
a couple times. Ugh.
Okay, here's Amy and Pete going at it. Take a look.
Senator Klobuchar, you're running on your Washington experience, but last week in a Telemundo interview, you could not name the president of Mexico or discuss any of his policies. Last night, you defended yourself saying, quote, this is in jeopardy. But my question to you is, shouldn't our next president know more about one of our largest trading partners?
Of course. And I don't think that momentary forgetfulness actually reflects what I know about Mexico and how much I care about it.
But you're staking your candidacy on your Washington experience. You're on the committee that oversees border security. You're on the committee that does trade. You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things. And we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say say that I'm dumb, or are you mocking me here, Pete?
That was good.
I said I made an error. People sometimes forget names. I am the one that has, number one, has the experience based on passing over 100 bills. If I could respond, this was a pretty big allegation. He's basically saying that I don't have the experience to be president of the United States. I have passed over 100 bills as the lead Democrat since being in the U.S. Senate. I am the one, not you, that has won statewide in congressional district after congressional district. The best way to protect the Dreamers is to have a new president. There are the votes there to protect the Dreamers. And I have been working on this since I got to the United States Senate. In my first campaign, I actually had a bunch of ads run against me because I was standing up for immigrants.
If you're going to run based on your record of voting in Washington, then you have to own those votes, especially when it comes to immigration. You voted to confirm the head of Customs and Border Protection under Trump, who was one of the architects of the family separation policy. You voted to make English the national language. Do you know the message that sends in as multilingual a state as Nevada to immigrants?
I wish everyone was as perfect as you, Pete, but let me tell you what it's like to be in the arena. I have opposed and not supported 2/3 of the Trump judges, so get your numbers right. And I am in the top 10 to 15 of opposing them. Number two, when it comes to immigration reform, the things that you are referring to, that official that you are referring to was supported by about half the Democrats, including someone in this room. And I will say this, he was highly recommended by the Obama officials. You know why? Because Trump had so few career people. I did not one bit agree with these draconian policies to separate kids from their parents. And in my first 100 days, I would immediately change that. And I would add one more thing. I have been in the arena. You have not been in the arena doing that work. You've memorized a bunch of talking points and a bunch of things, but I can tell you one thing. What the people of this country want, they want a leader that has the heart for the immigrants of this country, and that is me.
I thought she was going to cry there at one moment.
Yeah.
And her head started shaking again. But she ended up finished strong. News on 93.1. Coach Tuberville in the house, going to come back to him right after this.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature.
As the only veteran in this race, I understand the importance of veterans to our nation. They're the one percenters and the 1% that serve to protect our rights, to protect the Constitution, our freedoms.
I spent 41 years in the U.S. Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm a veteran of 38 years in the Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Well, let's get right to it. Let's go to senatorial candidate Tommy Tuberville. Coach, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Great to be here. I just drove in from Alexander City.
Oh, you floated in, you said.
Hey, I floated in. I'm going to get me a new ski boat, I guess.
Yeah, you need some pontoons in that car.
Yeah, get a life jacket. I tell you, people are pretty careful. You know, I go all the way over there and back, and I didn't see one accident. People are driving, you know, fairly good. So, hey, be careful today because those roads are
just
flooded.
Once you get to Montgomery, you'll see accidents all day long. I'm telling you, people in Montgomery do not know how to, now you won't say this, but I'll say it. They don't know how to drive in the rain. I just was given Independent Club for Growth polling on you.
I haven't seen that. Is it a new one or is that last week? Do one every week.
This is, it's the one that you're leading in.
I hadn't seen that.
Oh, boy, we're going to get on the air response.
That's pretty good.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, throw it out there.
Okay, so the survey which was conducted by the polling firm WPA Intelligence shows Tommy Tuberville with 32% of the vote, followed by Jeff Sessions with 29% of the vote.
That's unbelievable. So that's the first lead I've had since Jeff's got in. He got out. He came in at pretty high. And, it shows what we're saying and how hard we're working is working. So, and again, people ask me about polls. And, you know,
the only poll that counts is Tuesday, right?
Hey, I've coached for a long time. Never look at the scoreboard. just keep plowing and get that ball over the goal line, scoring many points as you can, and see what happens at the end of the day.
I thought you'd be happy with that.
That's pretty good, yeah. And what, we're almost 10 days away, my gosh. Man, where is this last 11 months gone?
So, on March the 4th, on Wednesday, you're going to take a nap and then get going again?
Well, I hope I have that opportunity to get going again. But, you know, I'm going to do all I can the next 10 days to get out and just meet as many people as I can. You know, we're in our third week, Dan, of our bus tour. And it has exceeded my expectations because, you know, you've done all this stuff. You know, you've traveled. And we just talked about you were a front man for President Reagan. I go through the summer and I kind of hit a wall. Because, I mean, it's the same thing. And then you get into football season, and it kind of gives you a break because everybody's thinking football, but I continue to go. And then you have Christmas.
Now, you show up at the Auburn Stadium, I understand, every once in a while.
Every once in a while. And Alabama. Went to Alabama.
Woody Bagwell said he bumped into you at the Auburn basketball game.
Yeah. And then we got in the bus tour, and it kind of re-energized me.
Right. Those are fun.
Yeah. You get around to all the small towns, and, of course, you know, I've been everywhere for the last 20 years in the state, but this opportunity has been able to go to, you know, the small towns, York and Hackleburg and Wetumpka, just, you know, get where you hadn't been maybe as much. I've been most places, but been a lot of fun. People coming out and, you know, they take pictures with the bus. And did Reagan have a bus when you?
Oh, yeah, we did. I did Reagan's New Hampshire bus tour. We lost in Iowa. We decided we had to go to the people, so we did a bus, and we'd get up in the morning, we'd do a bus tour, do 4 or 5 stops in a day, go back. We were so broke, we all had to sleep in a one room. All the advanced guys were in one room with banners and backdrops and that kind of stuff. But we won big in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And did also his Midwest tour. So tell me what people are telling you out in the hustings.
Well, everywhere you go, and of course, I kind of do my polling myself just by listening to people, the questions they ask.
Right.
And because they're the ones you're going to represent. And the number one is the border wall. They want the border wall up. And they want to quit spending money on people that are coming here illegally and not spending, you know, and helping the people that need money here. And so that's number one. Number two is health care. Everybody's concerned about health care. Now, probably don't realize this, but in the last few years, we've lost 12, 14 rural hospitals in the state. And you got to think about this little stat. There's 120 million of us that are 60 years old and older, Dan. And health care is going to be a huge concern for a lot of us.
You and me more than Joey.
Yeah. And of course, we got a lot of other things that people are concerned about. But the next one is debt. You know, being $23 trillion in debt, people kind of they're kind of waking up to the fact that the swamp has gotten us so deep in debt that our kids and grandkids are really going to suffer. And so those are the three things they bring up. Now, they're concerned about the Constitution, backing the Constitution. They're concerned about you know, the Second Amendment, you're trying to take our guns away from us, right. All those things. But the three big things are those.
There's an ad that was out that has an audio tape of you and talking about amnesty and things like that, but having kind of an ear for that, it sounds like it was segmented. Tell me about that ad. Tell me what really happened with it.
Well, that's fake news. You can go look in at my website of what I've talked about, and I've probably done 100 to 200 interviews just about that one subject over the last 12 months. And I've been to the border several times, probably a dozen, maybe more. I got friends that work down there. And when I first came back, I did a talk radio show up in Huntsville, and I told people then, folks, we got problems. We got more problems than anybody thinks. We have got to put the border wall up, and we got to know who's here. We got to stop the drugs. We got to stop people coming, taking jobs from people here in the state and all over the country. We got to stop the sanctuary cities. And for some reason, people are saying on these ads that I'm for amnesty. I have never been for amnesty. I'm probably as far away from that as anybody in this country, because we cannot allow people to come here illegally and then have a right to citizenship.
But is what you're really saying is that we need more workers here, so do migrant visas and do workers visas?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, people do come here to work.
Right.
But we need to limit that. We need to be able to say, okay, if you want to work in nurseries or in
farming agriculture.
You know, we've got to limit that, but we got to know who's here. We can't let just tons of families come in. I was in a school. I go everywhere I go, I try to go to the schools and teach and talk to the teachers and administrators, because they know what's going on too. They understand, because we're in huge problem in education in this country. Huge problem. But they were telling me that there are over 50% at some of these schools, 50% of people that are here that we're having to educate that are coming across the border, and a lot of them can't speak English.
A lot.
And it is overrunning our education system in this state and all other states. So, no, I'm not for amnesty. That's all fake news.
Do you see that more up in that northwest Scottsboro kind of the Gaston area than other places?
Anywhere that there's agriculture. Whether it's nursing, forestry. Of course, we have that all over the state. And you got to remember now, we're 60% of this state is agriculture. Whether it's catfish, poultry, cattle, row crops, it doesn't make it. We are just inundated, and which is rightly so, because that's what we do in a lot of areas. We've got a lot of land. And, of course, I got the Alpha endorsement because I went all over the state just face-to-face with the farmers, face-to-face. You know, how's this country going? What do you need? You know, where's the problems? And so going in those areas, you can understand the problems we're in. And, of course, all you have to do is go to the schools. The schools we're inundated with people here that – now, they're great. Obviously, you know, we're a grateful country. We want them to we want to be able to help everybody we possibly can, but we can't help our elderly. We can't help our mentally ill. We can't help our veterans, because we are absolutely broke, but we're spending billions of dollars on people that shouldn't be here.
There you go. We're going to come back, go to a break, coming back for callers, questions for the candidate. Tommy Tuberville in the house, 272-9228. He'll be back right after this.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and we don't wear it on our head.
The Dan Morris Show.
The land where the good guys live. Are you listening to what I said? You a coward and a fool, and you broke all the rules, and you wounded our American pride.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% AutoPay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Mary Corsetti. 40 months in prison, Roger Stone just sentenced in a federal court in Washington. Longtime Trump associate is convicted of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Outside the courthouse, people gathered in support of Stone. Stone remains silent at his sentencing. The coronavirus continues to be a global threat. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus gives an update.
Of all cases outside China, more than half are among passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship.
Close to half of China's population remains under travel restrictions. President Trump is putting his ambassador to Germany in charge of the 17 U.S. spy agencies. Trump ally Richard Grenell will become acting director of national intelligence. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Just a simply terrible day out there. Flash flood watch continues in effect. A cold, drenching rain continues today. Temperatures hovering right around 50. Winds pick up out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour, adding insult to injury. The rain tapers off later on this evening, and then breezy, much colder tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s by morning. Friday, tomorrow, breezy, cold, high 51, but sunshine is back. That's nice. The low temperature Friday night will be in the upper 20s. Saturday's high around 58, so cool sunshine, but at least it's dry. And then low 60s Sunday, maybe some more rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, thumbs up Thursday. See the law enforcement officer, we give them a big thumbs up. Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate in the House, just looked at a new poll. He's leading.
Staying out of the rain, too.
We're going to get the pontoons adjusted on your car. Coach, let's take a couple of calls here.
Let's do it.
Fred, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Tommy Tuberville.
Hey, all right. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Coach.
How you doing?
I'm great. I was just going to tell you, I tried to call this morning when they were talking about you were so accessible, you know, everyday guy, you know. how much they like you, and I couldn't get my call in. But I was going to tell you, first of the week or so, you're up in, like, Albertville or somewhere up around Odenville at a little restaurant, and I've been talking to my son about what I've been listening to you on talk radio about, and getting him to pull a vote for you. I'm going to vote for you. Anyway, he saw you at that restaurant. Y'all were about ready to leave, but you took a minute to stop and talk to him and my grandson. My grandson's about four, and you made a picture with him, and that little fella got home and told his mom who he had met. He was cooking supper, started doing her tracks, and so you got mama's vote, you got little man's vote, you got daddy's vote. So I just thank you for taking time to talk to him and taking pictures with him. I think my son gave you a hat. He got you a hat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what it's all about. I've done that for years, and it's not anything special. It's just, to me, that's what you do as somebody that's in public eye, of course, coaching for 40 years and then getting in this profession.
I thought you were going to say mess.
Yeah, it is. I listened to that debate last night. What a mess.
Oh, man.
But, no, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for your support, and, you know, hope you put a smile on somebody's face. Thank you.
Yep, sure did. Thanks again, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks for the telephone call, Fred. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Damo Show. You're on with Tommy Tupperville.
Hey, Dad, oh, thanks. And another testimonial about a son. And a few years back, I think it was probably in Coach Tupperville's second year, as you and Joey know, my three sons have 4 degrees, and nobody bleeds orange and blue any better than they do. I'm the only Bama guy in the crowd.
Uh-oh.
That's med school only.
Yeah.
But as you also know, Dan, I appreciate candor and frank speech. Coach Tupperville came over on a early Saturday evening. It was Halloween. Across the street, my oldest son was his neighbor and came to the door with, I think, his son, one of his children. They had been to an out-of-town game, I think Ole Miss, and it got beat. My son commiserated with him a little that, boy, we really had to absorb one today. Coach Tupperville's answer was, yes, we're not too good right now, but we will be. And as a Bama man, for the next decade or decade and a half, especially for a 6-year span, I can attest to that.
Well, we made a little progress.
He's an honest man. And he's in the wrong profession for an honest man, but I think he's in the right spot.
Well, maybe he'll bring some good to the biblical salt there.
Well, it's you know, just watching that last night, just, Dan, did you ever think we'd get to this point where, you know, we've got a tidal wave of socialism coming right at us?
I know, it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing what these people are saying on the stage.
Yeah, and, you know, Joe Biden's been up there 51 years, and he's got to the point where he's actually fighting for it. I don't understand how we've gotten to this point. Is it because people just want power and greed and just grab a hold to something that they know that's not right, but, you know, they just want to stay on top? I don't understand.
I'm not sure if they know it's not right. I think in Reagan's parlance is that I think they think something's wrong with our system, and the way to improve it is the socialist method. And that's what a lot of countries have thought. Ken, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Johnny B. Good, you're on with Tommy Tupperville, candidate for U.S. Senate.
Hey, Coach, I just want to tell you I really appreciate you picking up the mantle and being willing to do what you're headed to do. I'm going to speak prophetically and call you Senator Tupperville because there are many people listening that know who I am, and I'm voting for you. My son's going to vote for you. My daughter's going to vote for you. I believe my nephew and his family members are going to vote for you, and some people down in Eufaula are going to vote for you as well.
Well, I appreciate it. And just a little bit of story. You know, when I first started talking about this, and I sat down with my wife, Susan, you know, this has got to be a family deal.
Absolutely.
You know, getting in this business.
Yeah, if you don't have the wives signed in, you're
I'm
out.
I'm telling you. And I'd sat down with Suzanne, and she knew that I love this country and how I love people. And so I sat down and I said, Suzanne, I'm thinking about running for the U.S. Senate. She said, why? I said, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to step up and try to get these career politicians out of D.C. and help President Trump. I'm tired of what's going on. She says, well, she said, you know, somebody's got to do it, but why you? And then, of course, we thought about it and prayed about it for about a month. And I said, and she's all on board, and she knows what you have to. Of course, she's been a coach's wife, and she's walked out of stadiums before where she's been called all kind of names and ridiculed, knowing that she's my wife. Mm-hmm. She's been kind of braced for this, but we knew these last 2 weeks were going to be hard because they're going to throw the kitchen sink at me because, as you just said, you know, obviously I'm leading. I didn't realize that, but so all of them will be coming now. So, I'm proud of her for sticking in there with me, knowing that we jumped out of the frying pan from coaching in terms of criticism, now into the fire with politics. But she knows I'm doing it for the right reasons and for our kids and everybody else's kids in this state and this country.
Thanks for the telephone call, Johnny. Yeah, be good. Good talking to you.
Johnny Be Good. That's
thank
a good
you.
Name. Thank you, Johnny.
James, let me go to you. You have a question for Tommy Tupperville?
Yeah, Coach, thank you very much for taking your time out to be on Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My one simple question is term limits. I want to know how that we can let the people decide whether we get term limits rather than Congress. Now, I keep on hearing all kind of people talk about term limits and how it's not good for because of seniority and all this kind of stuff. I understand part of that, but I'm telling you, seniority might be part of the problem, but I certainly feel like term limits is. So I will, that's all I had to ask, and if you'll just comment on that, I'm going to hang up, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a great question. And I'm all on board with you. And I've looked at this. I've thought about it. I've talked to people that are in Congress and the Senate. You know, I don't just talking to them, they don't think it's very far away from getting to the floor and being voted on. I think there's so many people that have been voted in that have been running on this. But the problem that you have is you have the people up there that are in seniority that don't let it get to the floor. But we do need it. And here's why. And there's several reasons. And I think they've changed over the years. Don't give me this seniority stuff. We need new voices. We need people that are military, doctors, business people, educators. We need all kind of people. This is a great country, but it is changing. And we need people that have actually know the problems, not the people that have been up there forever that don't know the problems of this country. Here's what concerns me, too, is we have an influx of people coming in this country that are not here for this country. They're here to change it. We've got a group on the left. What do they call them? The squad?
Squad, yep.
AOC. Let me tell you something. That squad is not going to go away. It's going to grow. And if we don't get term limits, groups like that are not going to be able to be shuffled out in a certain period of time. They're going to run. They're going to gain strength. And they're going to gain power. And they're going to get a bigger voice. And we cannot let that happen in this country. Socialism and communism does not need to even be talked about. And, folks, just in a short period of time, if you look what's happened, they have got a mainstream conversation in this country, and we've got to stop it. We've got to stop it now. And to me, that's got to be partly for the reason that we have to have term limits.
Thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Jenny. Jenny, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show. You have a question for Tommy Tupperville?
I do. There was an accusation made on one of the ads for one of your opponents that said that you were for amnesty for folks that have migrated here from other countries. That's not what I heard you say at all, and I just wondered if you could speak to that. I think that if I'm not mistaken, I think that we're in agreement on how that should happen. I don't agree with people coming here illegally. I think that they should, the ones that are here, need to go back and be given an opportunity to come back legally. And I think that's what I've understood you to say, but I just wondered if you could speak to that accusation, because I think people have been given the wrong impression about that.
Another bite of the apple, my friend.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, and thank you for calling. We might need to
No, it's good.
It's good. You're exactly right. You know, that's one of the things I'm running against. The problem that we have in politics right now, to me, is you got all these people, the swamp people, that they just want to stay up there. And and they don't ever do anything. So I knew going into this, they're not going to spend their millions of dollars on running on their positive things that they've done because they never do that. So they come after me because I'm winning. And people are migrating to me. We've got a lot of momentum. We're only 10 days away, and they're going to do everything they can to convince people like you that I agree with amnesty. That is totally wrong. It's fake news. You've heard me say this probably before. I've got it all over the internet. I've been talking 11 months. We've got to have a wall. Come here the right way. Stand in line. Work towards citizenship. Don't come here illegally and think that we're going to give you a citizenship. If you're breaking the law, it's wrong. You got to go back and get in line and do it the right way. You know, we've got 400,000 people from India that are trained, can speak English, that can really help this country, but they can't come here because we're being overrun at our southern border. We've got to put the wall up. And our politicians, they talk about it, but they never do it. They never build a wall. The only guy that's even thought about and attempted to build this wall is President Donald J. Trump. And I'm behind him 100%. I'm against amnesty. I'm against sanctuary cities. I'm against anybody coming here legally because we're spending billions of dollars on people that don't need to be here. And it's spending our money that we're sending to Washington that could help mentally ill, elderly, and our veterans. And again, this is the politicians. Politicians could have solved this problem years ago, but they've kicked the can They've kicked the can down the road, and we are in so much trouble right now, our head's spinning. But I am totally, totally for the wall and against amnesty. So don't believe anything, Jerry. That's all fake news. And you know, I knew it was coming, but you know, they put these sound bites up there, but they have these trackers that go around with me all the time. They tape everything that I've said. Of course, you know, I don't have a voting record, so I can say whatever I want. But I promise you one thing: I am behind President Trump, and I'm against amnesty, and I want that wall built as you do, and I want to save our country because there's a disease coming. It's called socialism, and the other disease is these career politicians that want to stay up there forever, and we've got to make changes.
Jenny, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Great call. Thank you.
Let me go to a break. Coming back to others right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Tommy Tuberville in the house, 272-9228. Before we go back to the phones here, Tommy, let me ask you a question. In an ad, which I think is very effective, by the way, you're driving and you're talking about that Donald Trump is a product of God. Tell us more about that.
We're in trouble. We all know that. All we got to do is watch television about 5 minutes. And, you know, I'm a spiritual guy. Unfortunately, people are even coming after me about my faith. But that's something I guarantee you, you know, they can't break that. But, you know, we needed help. And there's no way in the world this country could have survived had we had a socialist like Hillary Clinton been elected. And all the things her and her husband have done over the years, the problems that we've had, the people they would have put into office, somebody had to be elected. I supported him the first day he came down the escalator. At first, nobody imagined he could win. We were just hoping, you know, something different would happen. And there had to be something happened somewhere for him to get elected, because he got momentum, and I'm telling you, it caught fire like it is still today. And a miracle happened for him to overcome all the $2 billion they spent against him and the media. What is it? 90% of the media going after him. For him to overcome, all that. I mean, there had to be something happen somewhere that.
But
that
you look at him as the Nehemiah, the watchman type thing. That he's the guy for the job at that time.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Now, who else could you think that could have been elected?
No, environment. I'm in total agreement with
you. This environment is brutal. And for him to go in, just to be able
I think Ronald Reagan was that person also.
Just to take the ridicule. Now, I can remember Reagan. They came after him. Let me tell you something.
Absolutely.
If you and I would have been elected president of the United States, a conservative Republican, they'd have come after us. And so it's not any different. It's just Donald Trump's the type of guy, he said, to heck with y'all.
I'm going to do it my way.
Hey, we're going to do it my way. Get out of the way. And he told everybody in Washington, D.C., everybody, even Republicans, if you're not going to help, get out of the way.
If you're not with me, you give me.
That's right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, quick question for Tommy Tuberville.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Coach.
How you doing?
You go to the Senate. You do good. Trump goes his next 4 years. And my question to you, if there's not anybody good enough with your values to run for president, would you consider to run then?
Hey,
I had to beg my wife to do this. you know what? You never say never, obviously, but, I mean, that's so far down the road. I just want to help the people of Alabama. I'd help everybody if I could. This country has given me so much. This state has given me so much. College football and being just around kids have given me so much. I want to give back. My dad died on active duty in the military, or veterans. I tell you what, it's come from nowhere that I'm doing this. And just over the last 5 or 6 years, it's just come over me to help people. And I think the good Lord just basically told me this is the best way for you to do it. And so I'm going to start this track. You know, it's going great. And if and when I get elected, I'm going to take it one step at a time. But I'm telling you what, I'm not going to be politically correct. I'm going to say my speech. I'm going to say what I believe in and what I believe this country believes in and what this state believes in. And if anything leads from there, so be it. But I tell you, I'm not going to be your normal politician. I'm going to speak out and try my best to get in the way of this socialism that's coming.
Jerry, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Tony. Tony, you have a question for Tommy Tuberville.
Tony, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Dan. Hi, Tommy. The question I have, which I think is important, I haven't heard anything about debate between you candidates. To me, I'm a big proponent of debate. I like to see two people stand there or three people and talk about their ideas and be criticized for what the others don't think is right.
Would you like to do a debate with who, if you're in a runoff?
Yeah, well, we've done forums now. I was, Jeff Sessions will not do one. I mean, he does not want to get in front of people where they're going to ask him, why did you quit on the president? Because they did that once in a meeting. He didn't want to take questions. Some lady got it to him. He didn't handle it too good. Got a little upset, but that's fine. But I've done forums with other candidates. We did one in Huntsville, and you know, that's a good use of your time. They had a real good crowd. And probably, you know, if there's a runoff, probably there will be a forum or debate with whoever.
Well, let me offer this facility as a debate platform for you. Yeah. Would you, if I can get Jeff Sessions here, would you and Jeff Sessions come in the studio and do a debate? Let me moderate.
Well, I mean, yeah. If we could get it all set up, you know. Of course, we might be jumping the gun. You're talking about if there's a runoff,
right?
Yeah, if there's a runoff, we're going to have to do something. I mean, there's going to have to the opinions are going to have to get out there.
Yeah. Talk radio is a wonderful format for that. It really is. It's a great way to talk to people. Let me do this. Let me go to, very quickly, Elmore County, Redneck. You're on with Tommy Tuberville.
Holy mackerel.
Hey, how you doing, War Eagle?
War Eagle, how you doing? Elmore County, huh?
Good. Elmore County, yes, Redneck.
Sir. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I agree with you 100% on the immigration. My great-grandfather was from Germany. I think everybody, that's why our country's like it is. Or has been, because of the immigration and doing it the right way. And then secondly, I want to throw this at you. You ask about where the socialist wave has come from. It's come from our academia.
Sure, sure. You hit it right on the head. Yeah.
Somehow that's got to change.
Well, and I've told people, and again, we can have the best country and economy in the world. If we don't change our education, the direction that we're going, get that Department of Education to quit teaching socialism in our schools, we're not going to make it, because the generation coming is going to vote socialism and communism in. So we're not going to have any choice. So we've got to make changes in education. I never hear our politicians talk about it. I don't think they have a clue what's coming or where it's coming from. And I've been in it 40 years. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, if we don't get control of what we're teaching in school, the curriculum, get away from teaching all these, the climate change and adulting in class instead of getting back to U.S. history the way it ought to be taught, civics, teaching about the Constitution, this country is not going to make it. We have got to make tough decisions.
Elmore County, Redneck, thanks for the cell phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Before I try to fit this next caller in, Will, if you're elected and if you win the nomination or if you're in a runoff, will you come back to this show on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll be back. I love listening to you about your Reagan stories. You need to get you to write a book so I don't have to come back as often. But, yeah, no, I want to come back. I tell you, I'm going to be a person of the people. I'm not going to be out there, you know, going to two martini lunches. You know, I've been on TV all my life, Dan. I've been on radio.
You have a very good media presence.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people like the power, I guess, and the notoriety. I've had all that. I want to help. And this is something like I tell people, I don't need this job. I want it. And there I'm not taking a salary. It's going to the veterans of this state.
Outstanding. It's and the salary would be a little different than coaching salary, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you what we'll do. I told Jack Campbell we'll come back on the radio show. I'm going to bring a check. And every month or so, we'll give a check to a Gold Star widow or somebody that's lost legs or arms or been burnt. People that deserve the money. Politicians don't need to go up there and take a paycheck. It needs to be given back to our veterans of the
country. This is a great format for you to really connect to the public. So Jeff Sessions has been a very good friend of the show, as have Bradley Burns and Mo Brooks. And we've had certain members of Congress that have used this show and the power of the platform, including
Donald, reach people. Yeah.
Well, including Donald Trump. I'm one of two people that interviewed Donald Trump at the